ladies and gentlemen. Well, welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. Tonight, they're going to talk about Dan Savage. They're going to talk about Ben Shapiro. And they're going to talk about the fat Jewish guy. You know, that guy. And I'm Stormin' Norman. And rock me, baby, like a rag and reel. Lock me, baby, with any way you feel. Baby, rock me.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
Hello, Julie.
Hello, Christine, Marie, my mama.
And you're my dada?
My dada, that's right.
I don't know how to say dada because, like, I've been, like, totally jonesing on Darius Rucker's song Wagon Wheel.
Right.
But he says it wagon wheel.
And when I sing it,
wagon wheel.
I go, you know, rocking my wagon wheel, like, because that's like two R's. It makes more sense.
Rock me. How does it go?
Rock me, baby. Rock me. No, that's not
it. That's not the song. We've been listening to it for like last 3 days, and that's not it.
No, it's not it. Go.
Hey, mama, rock me. Right. Oh, hey.
That's the last part
mama,
of it.
Mama, rock me.
Like a wagon wheel.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel.
Walk me anywhere
Ready,
you want.
Anywhere you feel.
Yeah. We're totally
oh,
off.
Oh, man.
We've listened to four different versions of this.
We should prepare a little bit better. But that's the song of the week, though.
I just,
Darius
I'm so
Rucker,
surprised at.
You were surprised when I had to tell you who Darius Rucker is. He's a black country and western star.
Yes.
However, he has a second incarnation, or maybe it's a first incarnation.
He is a phoenix risen.
That's right. He is. And his name is, in his former life,
Hootie.
From Hootie and the Blowfish.
Wouldn't it be funny, though, if that really wasn't him? It was like, it just looks like Hootie. And it sounds just like Hootie.
It's Hootie.
Well, the funny part is, I literally thought Hootie, Darius Rucker, I thought his name was Hootie. Like, I literally thought Hootie and the Blowfish, I thought Hootie was his real name.
Oh, yeah.
Hootie Jones.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Hootie Rucker.
Yeah. Maybe his middle name. Or like, hey.
Hootie.
And maybe as far as I know, Darius Rucker, you know, everybody around the block call him Hootie.
Right.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because he knew how to hoot.
Yeah.
But he had, I mean, his voice, when he came on the pop scene years ago, you know, this is Case Kasem, top 100, you know, of all time, from the grave. he was, I mean, you go, wow, this is a voice to remember.
Yeah. What was his that big song with Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah.
Look it up.
No, yeah, I know.
Alex Jones, look it up.
Yeah. let her go fly, let her be in, what is it called? Yeah, Hootie. I'll do Hootie Blowfish songs. Hootie Blowfish. One of those. And also,
that's his last name is Blowfish.
Yeah. And I just think it's so sweet that once again, you just keep calling Alex Jones or Alexa or whatever. Mm-hmm. And subtext is Julie.
Exactly.
Please
right.
do what you need to do. and because we also listen to a crap load of, not crap load. Let her cry. That was one of them.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, I'm at YouTube and all that good stuff. That was one. Hold my hand. You got that was one.
Yeah, so far, nothing that I really remember.
If you heard it, you go, oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
And tons of songs. Literally, they were huge. They might have won a Grammy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But this has got to be 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Hootie and the Blowfish, if not longer,
and
right?
And now he's back, and he's doing that. And we love this song called Wagon Wheel.
Right.
But we've heard your favorite band, Mumford & Sons, do it, and it wasn't my favorite.
No.
And then we heard Old Crew or Old Jew.
No.
No.
Old Crew.
Old Jew. Who's Old Jew?
Nobody.
Yeah, no, he's a famous DJ.
Oh, I don't know.
Look up Old Jew.
Okay.
Oh, I think it's Old Fat Jew or Fat Old Jew.
Okay.
Look up Fat Old Jew.
All right.
DJ Fat Old Jew. I hope to God it's real. Please, God.
Okay, well, I do it on YouTube, and just to think, because,
do you think it's okay that we do this live on the radio. We just look up shit.
No, I think it's. I think the people are like going, "Oh, please stop. Have a producer do this for you."
I'm sure Normano, people have already.
Alexa, nothing comes up. No. By the way,
oh, from for Fat Old Jew,
right? Nothing.
Okay,
so you're wrong.
Oh no! Oh no! No, I'm not wrong.
No, you are wrong.
Okay,
I've never heard that before.
Okay,
I think you know.
I wish Dad could check for us.
Okay, I mean,
like really?
Yeah. Okay, so talk amongst yourself, girlfriend.
Okay,
you can do that.
Okay. So what should I talk about, Jules?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, here's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
If there was a third person here, that would be the person who would be looking this stuff up when we just say, hey.
So just let you know, yeah. I swear to God, if anybody finds my phone and I get in trouble for this, yeah. I will be like, and the cops come because
right.
like.
Because you.
I plug in Fat Old Jew. I'm going to blame you. I go, because my phone's pretty clean and yeah. pristine.
Yeah. You don't go to YouPorn. You go to YouTube.
I don't do anything yeah. that might send up flags. You know,
right?
But no. So when I put in Fat Old Jew,
yeah,
I didn't put DJ Fat Old Jew though.
Okay, all right.
The search engines go Fat Old White Men, sure.
No,
Fat Old Wee Wrestlers, Fat Old WWE Wrestlers, Fat Old Guy Yoga.
Oh my God, that would be an awesome YouTube video.
Fat Old Women with Long, Very Long Hair.
Ooh,
now that sounds like a
that's
kink
a niche.
That's a niche and a kink.
And a kink.
So I'm thinking that that's is a, kink. A niche and a kink.
Yeah,
and
Okay, people, just remember, tune in next week, and I will verify. I know that Julie doesn't believe me, but I'm pretty darn sure. Like, if I had to bet, I would bet like 99.9%
that there's a DJ out there called Fat Old Jew.
He may not even be a DJ, but he's a party dude.
Yes.
Like, if you have a party, you invite Fat Old Jew to the party, and then now you really have a party.
Okay.
You see? And he lives in on the West Coast, or as we call it out here, the Left Coast. Just to let you know.
Yes.
Bill Maher is like pissed me off this week.
Yes. He was a little crabby this
May
week.
May I say why?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, and you know, I pretty much love Bill Maher. I think he's hilarious.
Right.
You know?
Until you're on the receiving end
Until
of
I'm
it.
I'm on the receiving
his,
end
his
of it.
His knife that cuts so deep.
Yeah. Well, he had on Tim Gunn,
yes.
who just was promoting, I guess, the new episode of, Project Runway,
yes.
which he produces. Mm-hmm. And this season is going to, they're going to have models from, you know, -0 all the way up to 22. So
right.
22. So what they're doing is representing, you know,
a range of
women's bodies. And... You know, no fat shaming or anything like that.
No.
And Bill Maher did not get it.
Right.
He was like, well, why?
Yeah.
Why do we have to get so fat? Why are they so big? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. He goes, have you ever been to Walmart.com?
Right.
And he said they show the... On Walmart.com, they show the people of Walmart. They show the customers of Walmart. And he goes, every single one of them still in their pajamas. I don't get it.
Well, what kind of question? What website is this? I go to Walmart.com. I don't see that streaming. There must be a Walmart.
No, it was called, it's called the people of Walmart.com.
Oh, the people of Walmart.com. I've been to Walmart.com. I'm not seeing that streamed anywhere. So, and how are they streaming it? And I'll be like, I better bring my game a lot better.
But it is true, though.
Yes.
I mean,
okay,
it is true that the people, he was talking specifically, Jules, about Midwestern people.
Yes.
He was saying, oh my God, have you ever seen those knuckle draggers, the Midwestern people, you know?
Yeah.
And
I don't think he said knuckle dragger.
No, that was
Dan Savage. That was Dan Savage. Yeah. Which he got in my shit list too by saying
yeah,
that.
Exactly. How dare they say us Midwestern people are knuckle draggers?
Well, I mean, it's like,
and he did say that Bill Maher goes, and you know, the people from the Midwest, when they're so poor that they got to wear bread bags on their feet, they don't even have shoes.
Right. Well, that's not what the whole story was. You're just making up crap now, but I don't know. That was part of the story from a different place. But I felt weird. I didn't see the episode. I didn't see that part of the episode.
Yeah.
But you told me about it.
But he said that they wear their pajamas.
This is true.
That's true.
Because
if you are parking in our Walmart parking lot for any period of time,
yeah,
90% of the people that walk in I wouldn't call them like silk nylon PJs.
No, they're the fleece. They're the fleece stuff you wear,
or the
like
camo,
a,
yeah, the camo pants.
And most of the girls are wearing bras. Most. You know, so I mean, can but you call it pajamas if you're wearing bra and underwear?
I don't know if they're wearing underpants.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Kardashians aren't wearing underpants with dresses.
Right.
So, and they're not calling those PJs.
No.
And they're not wearing bras either.
They're calling them PPs.
Yeah. Is that what they're calling nowadays? Pajamas? So I'm just saying, I think that the outfit, the event determines the outfit.
Right.
Not
Walmart,
the outfit.
Pajamas. Roll out of bed. Run in, get the plan B.
Yeah. That once you leave the house with your pajamas on, they're no longer PJs.
That's right. They're casual wear.
Yes.
Leisure wear.
Yes.
Athleisure wear.
Yes. Athleisure wear.
Yes. That's it.
Because we know darn well your husband, Normano,
yeah,
has no, and he gets off on this.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is his kink.
It's his pride. It's his kink.
You know, that he loves the fact that he gets to wear his
yeah.
his camo
yeah.
Or
he'll,
know, sleepwear.
He'll be at a truck stop. And he's, you know, buying his coffee or getting it for free because he just bought like $400 worth of diesel fuel.
Yeah.
And he's looking
yeah,
at the checker.
And they generously give you a cup of coffee for free.
Yeah, isn't that? They're so sweet. Watered down coffee. And he's sitting there at the checkout and going, you don't know this, but I have my pajamas on underneath this outfit.
Yeah, and gratefully, we assume that he is not saying this out loud.
He's just thinking it.
He's thinking this.
We hope that he's.
Yeah, we yeah. hope that.
There,
they have
there
the
are
connection.
Times that he does say
yeah.
it out loud. Oh, was I? Did
oh,
I meant
to keep
say
that.
That?
Yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking it.
I was just thinking, like, well, who, you don't know me, but I'm wearing PJs under my pants. And when I get home at night, I take my pants off and get into bed. I go, you don't. Yeah, go, and that's the way I roll.
You don't know me.
I roll like this.
If you want to roll with us, you got to do it like this.
That's right. Get crazy, cowboy, or I don't know the song. Something like that. Wild cowboy, wild cowgirl.
Well, see, you don't realize how it impacts you, though, because for the last 8 weeks,
yeah.
I have been nothing but a whiskey drinking son of a bitch. Singing girl.
Yes,
I've been just doing country
and not,
and
just,
not
country.
Just country,
not just sweet country.
Oh no, I've been doing hard country.
You've been doing hard, like if you're a girl and your shorts aren't cut so high
Daisy.
that you see the cheeks of your butt.
That's
and
right.
And the boys' pants aren't so low that you don't see their, you know, the little line that goes down.
That thing?
I go,
that goes away real fast.
One of those things.
It lasts about 2 years.
Well, I don't know what line we're talking about. But
oh, well, are you talking about that nice line
yes.
that guys have?
And their bellies?
Yeah.
Yes.
That nice line. And it just happens and goes away real quick.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. Well, you know, yes, exactly. But, and so that kind of country. That,
yeah.
Maybe Kid Rock kind of country, where you're like,
really?
I'm not sure it's rock and roll.
Yeah.
More like, I think it's more
yeah.
country.
Yeah.
More country than Kid Rock,
yeah.
but kind of on that same level.
Oh, but that's, and I've just been doing hard country.
Yeah.
Hard country.
Hard country.
Hard. And the words and it's just like, it's tough out there.
Yeah. And
it's
so
tough.
That has prepared, see.
So that prepared me for Darius Rucker.
Right.
But just totally different, in case you
yeah,
can look it up.
He's sweet.
He's sweet.
Yeah.
What's the wagon wheel song?
Yeah.
Are we saying it right? The wagon wheel
song?
It's
a wagon wheel song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, here's the, we did his version, and we did Mumford & Sons, which I didn't like, and I love Mumford & Sons.
Yeah.
And obviously millions and millions and millions of other people love Mumford
right.
& Sons. But this version is not the best.
Well, because it was a complete live
old
version.
Old
Crew. Old Crow, Old Joe.
Not Old Jew.
Yeah.
Old Crew. Are you thinking, maybe it is Old Crow.
Are you talking about that? That group?
Yeah. Old Crow, right?
It's Old Crow.
Yeah. You thinking I'm thinking Fat Old Jew is Old Crow?
No.
It's not.
Yeah.
Trust
me. Yeah.
I have not been to a party that Fat Old Jew attended, but I have seen on television
and
many,
seen,
many parties.
I know. And the housewives.
Right.
There is this guy.
Yes.
I'm just curious why I can't see him on the internet now. And I go, what's his name?
Fat Old Jew.
Okay. But he was neither. He, I don't know if he was Jewish or old, but
yeah,
he was a little chunky. I saw that. I'm like, yeah, I'll give him that. I'll give you that.
I'll give him chunky old Jew.
Chunky, I don't know. But I can't verify. Yeah. Like, I can't verify any of it. You know.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, though. You know, it's we can call him that because that's his name,
right?
And we're not being politically incorrect.
No.
Not speaking of that, Ben Shapiro.
Yes.
Went to Berkeley this week.
And if you know who Ben Shapiro is, he is very much a talk piece for conservative values.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah, that's what he does. He goes to talk conservative
talk. I would not. He's conservative?
Yeah.
Well, I know that he's not like a far. I don't really know, Jill. It's almost like they meet together.
Yes.
I would have said that he's
exactly
a libertarian.
Right. That could be.
I would not have defined him like that.
Right. He believes in less government and he believes in.
Yeah.
Well, listen, the lines are so blurred right now.
The lines are extremely blurred.
I don't even know.
You don't know if you're a girl. You don't know if you're a boy. You don't know if you're left. You don't know if you're right. You don't know what's up, what's down.
Yeah.
It's cray cray.
Right. It's cray cray.
It's cray cray out there.
And so you just go, I don't know. I do my best. I'll vote because I'm supposed to, but I don't even know who I'm voting for. I just kind of like. I close my eyes, like, God, let me, and throw a, I put all the names on the board, close my eyes, I take a little dart. To say, God, I hope that I'm gonna let you take the dart, God. Guide the dart. Guide the dart, God.
Jesus, take the dart.
Take the dart, Jesus, take it. Throw it. I'm like,
does that sort of mean that we're advocating?
Donald Trump.
I'm like, well,
I guess Donald Trump, go away. No. I don't know. No, that, do I think it, I think that the system's so big that you do your part and you hope that we can survive, you know, through it all.
Mm-hmm.
And
Country Boy Can't Survive. That was the song that you and I were looking up. Joe Rogan said, fabulous song. And they were all going like, you guys got to hear that song.
Right.
And you said, Mom, is that a good song? I go, awesome song.
Right.
Country Boy Can't Survive. Now, don't forget that. We can listen to it today.
Okay.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
So talking about Ben Shapiro.
Yeah.
Okay. So Ben Shapiro, he considers himself conservative.
Yeah.
In regards to what I don't know, I think it means less government from his mind.
Yeah.
And also, it means free speech, which is so funny because literally 20 years ago, liberalism meant free speech.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
So what happened?
I don't know what happened.
So
basically, it's sort of like
now
it's free speech
free.
Unless you piss me off.
Right.
And then you're screwed.
And then you're,
then
yeah.
you're, then, and I get that, but that's not for the majority of people. The majority of people believe you are allowed your opinions.
Yeah.
And if you're really, really open and truthful with yourself, you realize that everybody's opinion is fluid the more information they get.
Fluid.
Just like, my life is fluid.
And just, you know, listen, Bill Maher, out here in the Midwest, we have opinions.
Yeah.
Opinions.
Everybody's got opinions.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, big pile of poo. Everybody's got them about you. But no, but me, about you.
That's right. Mom's dead song.
That's our song.
Top 20 sometime soon.
Yeah, hopefully. I just got to write the rest of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's supposed to be a country song. And then something
And then you turned it into jazz hands.
I go, opinions. Something about talking about opinions. Okay, here's the thing. I also believe about Walmart and wearing pajamas going in there.
Right.
They're open 24/7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So, Bill Maher, you're on late, okay? They just get done watching you. Like, right. We're kind of up now.
Well, and also, too, we don't have to drive, you know, 30 minutes to get to Walmart.
And also, I'm telling you right now, there's no Hollywood producer or agent or, you know, or casting director.
Going to discover us?
At Walmart.
At Walmart.
In the Midwest.
Right.
Most likely. So, I mean, if we were in L.A. and where everything is a connection and you don't know who you're going to meet whenever,
right.
You may have to put a little more effort into it. But I'm hoping that if I'm in Walmart at 11 o'clock, which I have been sometimes in my life, at Walmart on a Saturday night at 11 o'clock and going, I pray to God I don't see anybody.
I know. And that's when you do see people, unfortunately.
Yes. You know, and they're praying that they don't see anybody. Yeah. And we're like, let's just all keep on the down low.
It's like,
okay, don't look in the card. Yeah. And mostly because you're like, you're busy all week. The last thing you want to do is go shopping. And you're like, well, you know what? I got an hour right now. I'll mm-hmm. do my shopping right now. Mm-hmm. You know? And I mean, if I'm not going to Walmart, I'm trying to get it in at Aldi. You know, I like my Aldi.
Yeah, but they're usually closed.
I know.
You go there.
Wish they'd be open longer. I mean, I love Aldi just because of the size of the store.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and the least amount of decision making.
Yeah, no decisions.
Yes.
Small store.
I need a bag of beans and rice. Oh, look, they got a box of beans and rice.
Right.
Take it.
Thank you.
Got one. That's all I need.
That's all I need.
I don't need a different brand. I don't need different seasonings.
Exactly.
I go, that's the one. They only got one. Great. I only need one.
Like toothpaste.
Yes.
Toothpaste.
Exactly. Toothpaste. Hallelujah.
Is it white today?
I don't care.
Blue kind?
Doesn't matter. You know, so there is something.
And that's a Midwestern value for you.
And also, the fact that you share carts at Aldi.
That's right.
Is Midwestern value.
That's right.
And then also for the fact that sometimes you share a cart. Like, you know, if like I get cart free, I pass it on.
That's right.
And now it's just kind of like, hey.
Yeah, it's a little gift you give
people.
It's
a little gift.
Just like the bacteria that you leave on the handlebars of the cart.
Exactly.
Or somebody
like
else leaves on
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Thanks, Mom. Appreciate that. But
I always send you in with your Clorox cleanup.
Yeah, 100%. So with Ben Shapiro, I mean, I don't know what you wanted to make a point about him was.
I just was, you know, I was listening. He talked
to
Berkeley.
Well, he was on CNN. He talked to Berkeley finally.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had to spend like $600,000 on, I thought, on
security,
which seems ridiculously high.
And Berkeley was when we were growing up, it was the center of free speech.
Yes.
You wanted to hear all different kinds of viewpoints.
Yes.
You wanted to.
Right.
It didn't make you bad or anything. I always wanted to know, hey, how did you get there?
Right.
How did you get to that thought?
Right.
Like, you know, I heard during the whole Charlottesville thing, I heard this one, I don't know if he was a KKK or some guy, and he started talking, and I go, okay, I understand, you know, you're an angry white man, jobs, I get that, you know, your income hasn't gone up, blah, 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 I get that.
We understand that,
get that, and get that, and all of a sudden it's like, and I hate the Jews. Well, I go, now, at what point? I'm buying it, I get it, I understand, and then how did you diverge into that one?
Right.
See, I want to know.
Right.
What happened at that point.
Right.
And when somebody else comes up, you know, and has a different point of view, I want to know, okay, I'm buying this, I get there, I get it, and then boom, it happens, and you go, oh, wait a minute, how did that little thing happen?
Well, and that's because it's a wrong thinking pattern. And that's what happens in conspiracy theories. I mean, you get to this one point, and the only conclusion is, it's got to be those damn aliens. You know, I can't figure anything out, but those aliens are coming and taking everybody away.
Julie, don't hurt my feelings.
I know. I'm not saying that's wrong.
Right. No?
I'm just saying, I mean, there comes a point where I've done it myself. There's a natural leap, and you're like,
you have to make the leap where you go, man, it's all screwed up. Has to be the shadow government.
I mean,
it's
Illuminati.
Yeah.
It's the shadow government.
Yeah.
It's your parents.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. My damn parents are keeping me down. You know, I just got
it's not the man.
Yeah.
It's the parents.
And so, exactly. And so, and at least with you, and then also, we've always been on the discovery of like, we know that nothing is real anyway, so you might as well pick a thought pattern that at least is beneficial for your well-being.
Because we know that, you know, we've actually done courses and studied the fact that there is a difference between a well brain and an unwell brain. And a well brain thinks appropriately.
Right.
The brain is really meant to be sort of positive and accepting and all that stuff. And a sick brain produces sick thoughts.
Yes. And what you feed your brain will produce the thoughts that you are getting.
And the thoughts that you get
produce
ultimately results that you get.
Yeah. And so when you know that and you're going, okay, I don't want to, I have a choice in my life to either, you know, give all my power to the Jews who've taken everything or go, well, you know what, this seems like a really weird thought, and I don't want to give up my power.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people out there that believe that they're responsible for their own thoughts, feelings, and every action they ever get.
Right.
Ziglar, thank you very much, yeah. or however that goes. Yeah. And you're like, okay, well then, how do I take back my own personal power?
Right.
Does it mean anything else to the rest of the world except that, okay, I got to assess. And it may mean I can't change anything in my situation,
right.
but the way I look at my situation.
Exactly.
I mean, Tony Robbins talks about...
Sit back and take a better look at your situation.
You either can change the way you feel about your situation or your blueprint, or, or the situation itself.
Exactly.
Sometimes a situation can't be changed at the moment.
Right.
You know?
And I think, too, what happens, with the, the KKK or the, yeah. is that the idea is that somehow you become a victim.
Yes.
And you've
been wronged.
You've been wronged. You become a victim. And at that moment that you recognize that, you become the victimizer then.
Right. Right.
With your hate and your anger. So you're bouncing between those.
Victim and victimizing.
And victimizer, yeah.
Victimizer.
Yeah. And there's three parts to that loop.
Yes.
There's the victim, the victimizer, or the abuser, and then the rescuer.
Right.
And so, and it's at any given point, anybody can be, on that
And
circle.
I think it's starting to come around a little bit because, everybody knows Dan Savage is one of our guilty pleasures because it's so not like us. Mm-hmm. And I can get a little judgy and no one can hear me over there. I'm like, and I go, well, Dan, I think you're answering this question right. Maybe I'd tweak it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you didn't hear this part. I kind of finished the
episode. Yeah, you were going to tell me about it. Yeah.
But at the end of Dan Savage, people call up and leave messages about previous
podcasts
and how they would answer the question
right.
in some sense.
Right.
And this is for person number this and this. And it's interesting because in one of the previous episodes, there was this girl who I told you as well. I'm like, I don't like this girl. She comes across like kind of creepy.
Which one was
and
it?
And she was the girl that just kind of giggled a lot. And
what was her scenario? She
didn't really want to be involved with this boyfriend, but she loved the sex.
Oh.
Loved his member and loved the sex so much. But he wanted more from her.
Yeah.
And they broke up because...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because he wanted more, but yeah. she didn't.
Right.
And but she just couldn't give up the sex. And she goes, is it wrong for me to keep trying to get him to have sex with me, even though I don't want anything more from him?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what his answer was. I think it was like, and you're also 20. Just, move on. You'll find somebody else.
Yeah, it's not right.
And somebody called in saying, you know what? From being on the other end of that, where I was with somebody for 2 years, mm-hmm. and basically at the end of the 2 years, he broke up with me and said, I stayed so long because you were a good lay. I feel like you're being evil and mm-hmm. cruel mm-hmm. and insensitive. And you know what? Get over your selfish self mm-hmm. and your selfish self. But and the giggling. What was that about?
Oh, she said that.
Oh yeah, because it was odd.
It was odd. Yeah.
And she said, I'm gonna cut you slack because you're only 20.
Yeah.
And so grow up a little bit and realize that you can hurt people.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, and this was kind of like the trend in these phone calls.
There is.
And I thought, you know what? This is the thing.
Yeah.
You go to a place where it's okay that it's all about you and taking care of you and yourself. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, when it goes to extreme, it looks like the rest, you don't play a part in other people's pain and misery, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're also open, and that's one thing, but we're not. We kind of hide and manipulate things to get what we really want, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is she sure saying all the time, like that woman, really, I'll come and, I'll have something anytime, but I just really don't want to be with you afterwards. Mm-hmm. Get out of my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I get that she's saying that all the time, and the guy still comes. He's a glutton for punishment, mm-hmm. but she's still part of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's still part of being... in that thing, or whatever.
That's why I'm so glad, Julie, that in a lot of ways, I missed out on a lot of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And now everything is so open and, you're supposed to be so...
So okay you're with not, everything and don't judge a damn thing.
Yeah, and you don't, and you never, I mean, you... I've heard people say, don't slut shame her. Don't slut. And I don't know what it is.
And
for
you
the
never
guy.
Say that about guys. Yeah. Don't slut shame that guy. I'm like, well,
But what I mean, there was like in the old days, it was kind of okay to have a conscience about right. things, because it does get to be a sticky wicket.
Right.
You know, eventually.
Don't know what that means. Yeah. Sticky wicket.
Sticky. And get that blue light out there.
Yeah, exactly.
But.
Well, we forget how the whole picture the whole and how
it gets crazier.
And crazier and crazier.
And crazier. And, crazier.
And another story was this one call. It was a man who had been dating this girl for a long time. I think it was 8 years.
Oh, yeah. That was
and
sad.
Maybe 10 years. And she was.
That was sad.
She was 32. He was 34. Right around there. And she wanted to start having kids. Because yeah. she had a quote-unquote medical condition that if she didn't start soon, there'd be a chance that she wouldn't
she
have it.
Have children.
And he did not want to have kids.
He said, no, he
no,
said,
for two more
two
years.
2 more years, I got it.
Really? 2 more years?
Yeah.
And so he broke it up with her.
Yeah.
And he feels really bad. He misses her.
Because
he loved her a lot.
Yeah.
He goes, I just didn't feel right to have kids right now. But in 2 years, I could feel like it.
Yeah.
And he goes, dude, really? And I thought Dan answered this appropriately.
He did. He was
which
on
is like,
target.
You loved her. You were going to get married eventually and have kids.
Yeah.
I don't get what
it was
2 years.
Selfish
year.
Was you wanted to have it 2 more
yeah.
years
and
of
then
this.
He goes, marry her and have kids. You know, get going. And then one guy called saying, you should never have kids if you don't want to have kids. And I'm like, I don't think you listened to the phone call correctly because mm-hmm. it was just a 2 year span. Mm-hmm. And he was already in his 30s.
Right.
There is a time frame here.
Yeah.
And then a woman called in saying, man, it's really jerky of you to have taken
so many
all these years
from her life.
And then decide going, I would like to wait 2 more years. And even though that might take the chance of you having kids.
Yeah.
I just, you know, 2 more years and I'm in, you know.
I hope she doesn't take him back.
Hope she finds love right away.
Me too.
And then boom, she's like, hey, too late. I already found somebody and we're happy and we want to have kids together and we're doing it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you missed your opportunity.
Right.
I mean, what I'm feeling is this undercurrent of like a rumbling going, the whole picture's coming into focus again.
Right.
Which is your actions have consequences.
Yes.
And it's not all about your kink and your sexual needs.
Right.
Or it's all about you, regardless.
Right.
It's like whatever happens, we are still a community and whatever you do has actions, consequences.
Right.
And, you know, and Dan, I'm talking about this through Dan Savage because I think it shows some of the interesting things about our society.
Yeah.
And I think the people who listen to him, I believe most of us probably never engage in the behaviors that goes on in this podcast.
Yeah. I don't know.
I could be wrong.
You could be wrong. Yeah. I just don't know. I don't
engage in it. So it's just, I find it a deterrent to listen to it. Yeah. You know,
sometimes, I mean, I really love the, like when I hear a question, I like, as a therapist, I want to like,
yeah, you want to answer
how
the question.
How I would answer it. How would you answer it, Dan? But there is those moments where I just have to have, what do I have? I have my barf bag handy.
Yes. Well, and
because some of the questions are so nauseous provoking.
And this is where I think we can say, you are, guess what? You're allowed to say, my kink does not own me, mm-hmm. and I can reprogram my brain.
Right.
And retrain my brain.
Right.
Because sometimes a kink can be so weird mm-hmm. that it's only because you were exposed to that somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, this woman had called up saying, you know, for a couple of years now, I love this guy, and I know that the only way he can have sex with me is if I, quote unquote, pretend to be
in a sex trafficker.
Yeah. And like I'm being raped. I didn't know the whole story, but it's something.
But she's actually said though,
sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking, and the fact that it's not that he just can't have sex; he cannot even get an erection
without this scenario going on. Is it scenario or scenario?
I prefer scenario, but
you said a mixture of it. You said scenario. Is it scenario or scenario?
Is it scenario?
Okay, just curious.
I don't know.
Okay.
Honestly,
And she's like, I think I'm just done with it.
Yeah.
I just can't do it anymore. Because the only way.
Yeah.
And then he goes, listen, sometimes someone's kink is a libido killer.
Yeah.
And you're allowed to not have it. And he goes, but I think when I told him I just couldn't do it anymore, I think he got really upset with me and said I was kink shaming him.
Kink shamed me.
And I didn't want him to feel like I was shaming him. I'm like, you know what? I think that we can shame you. If the only way, and say, mister, wouldn't you like to be able to have sex without thinking that you have to be in a violent situation?
Yeah.
I go, you know what? There's something going on here. You may need a little help. Wouldn't it be lovely that the rest of your life, that wasn't the big
that
part?
That wasn't the thing that you
wouldn't
had
that
to.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Yeah.
But because we're in this generation right now where
we honor their kinks.
Yeah, your kinks are okay.
Yeah.
I mean, in some ways, I guess I feel it's okay to have this played out like this than to play it out in real life. Like maybe he can find somebody who's been wounded enough that the only way she can get off is by being abused.
Right.
And
well, that's
it's sad. It's so sad. But then at least he doesn't have to go out and really commit this crime, right?
Oh, yeah. It's
but
weird.
There's something going on. And like, hey, no judgment, but let's call it what it is. It's effed up, and wouldn't it be lovely if you could feel better?
Right.
And you don't have to feel this way.
Right.
You can, and I know this to be true.
But like Dan would say, honey, this is what the internet is for.
Right.
To, you know.
For people to.
It may not be her cup of tea.
Right.
But right. Somebody on the internet, it will be their cup of tea.
Right.
And you can find them.
But then, so basically what it comes down to with the internet, mm-hmm. people with damaged brains, and I'm going to call it damaged because if mm-hmm. you want to perpetuate mm-hmm. harm on somebody mm-hmm. to a point where we all have those thoughts. We all have those thoughts, but we don't engage those thoughts because we don't want to take them to the final. But there are other mm-hmm. people who engage them more, mm-hmm. engage them more, and fantasize about it more, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden it grabs a hold of you.
Yeah.
And when you know, the older you get, the more you go, wait a minute, I don't have to do that.
Right.
But if you're somebody who's never been exposed to the fact that you don't have to entertain those thoughts, you can reprogram your brain. But nowadays, people are like, well, that's just who I am. I'm just, that's who I am.
Yeah,
I
should be. You just, if you get, you get me.
Yeah.
You get my authentic self.
Yeah. I'm like, well, I mean, for how long is your authentic self this?
Yeah.
Because I know for me, growing, being who I am this age, I've had moments of feeling this way, and then more information comes to me, and I feel this way, and I read more, and I'll bring up the Bible.
Sure. Dan Savage in the Bible on the very same topic.
Why not?
Why not?
Well.
And Ben Shapiro.
Well, what's funny about Ben Shapiro, he's Jewish, you know.
And yet he doesn't believe in God, does he? I'm not sure.
He wears a
yarmulke.
Yarmulke.
Yeah.
Or a monica.
He must believe in God.
Why
wear the yarmulke?
Yeah. Anyway, he talked about how he gets saying that he's such a racist or, you know, and, you know, these horrible things mm-hmm. when, and like he's part of the KKK, mm-hmm. when he literally like won an award for the journalist who got the most hated racist comments on his board mm-hmm. from like members saying, oh, you're, you know,
right.
you know, this and this. He goes, yeah. I'm Jewish. KKK hates me, you know,
right.
That's what they do.
Yeah, it's
crazy out there.
It's crazy because the circles are actually coming together.
Yeah.
And you're not,
and
you
everything's
can't
blurred.
Tell. Yeah, everything's blurred and you can't tell. But I just want to talk to, you know, you talk about a kink, you know, the one that.
Do I put my hands in my ears? Are you going to tell me one
no,
of your kinks?
It's one, no, oh. one of your.
Oh, F you. Go ahead, tell me my kink.
No. Well, you know, you and I heard this one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what's my king?
Have you?
I did not give you permission to shame my kings.
You
go ahead.
Always so tough on me, Julie.
Go for it.
Even when I was in the bathroom this week, I was in the bathroom.
No, you couldn't tell that story.
No, I'm not going to tell it.
I'll tell it. Well, go ahead. Okay, I'll tell the story real quick. I don't know if anyone's going to find it funny. We laughed for days. And I still think about it and I laugh. So I took Elliot out to go do business. We went for a walk and he did number one and peed, but he mm-hmm. didn't poop.
That's right.
And, you know, this dog of ours has some issues sometimes.
Yes.
And so I noticed that he ran into the bathroom and he pooped in the bathroom.
That's right.
That's where he gracefully goes.
Yeah.
But I was ticked because I'm like, we went outside for 20 something minutes, dude. Yeah. You could have pooped out there.
Because right in the house and poops in the bathroom.
And before I go in there and pick it up, you walk in and go to the bathroom, close the door.
Right.
And then I walk by the bathroom and I'm going,
you're still angry.
I'm angry at my dog. I'm angry. And I'm like, York. And I said the SH word, but I'll say poop here.
Yeah.
Your poop smells so bad. And I said it was so
evil.
I was so evil and visceral. And I'm like, and I'm, but I, and then and my then, split thought was,
wait a minute, mom's in,
mom's
there.
In the toilet. I went, Elliot.
You went, Elliot?
Elliot? Like, your poop smells so bad, Elliot.
Elliot?
And then I hear giggles from the bathroom.
Yeah.
I go, what's going on, girlfriend? She goes, no, I just got it. I just got the fact that you thought that I maybe thought that you were yelling at me. And I yelled to the door, like a door is closed. Come on, it's slightly closed. And then then my poop smells really bad. I know, and it was so funny.
Oh my god,
it was terribly funny. I just loved it. And
but remember the woman, her husband, not her boyfriend, who she really likes. He goes out of town, but they share a computer code.
Oh yeah,
where they can each get into their private porn stack. And so she's in it because he's away,
right?
So God forbid that you know you'd be without your porn for a second or two. And she goes back into the history, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, and she finds a whole boatload of pictures of his ex-wife and ex-girlfriend.
Right.
Because she's in her 20s, late 20s. He's in his late 40s.
Right.
And these pictures have been doctored, I believe. They're memed. Photoshopped of his ex-wife and ex-girlfriend with feces all over him. All over him.
And she said a lot, like thousands. Like thousands. A lot of pictures.
And then he had written comments to like other feces lovers that like said isn't that right?
I don't know if it went on the internet or not, but maybe.
Oh, I thought it. Well, maybe, there was comments.
Yeah,
on them.
Comments. Yes.
Yeah, and she's asking Dan, like, what do you think?
What were the comments? Do you remember?
Oh, like there's nothing prettier than a girl all dressed in brown or something like that. You know, like it's like.
You're like, ugh.
Yeah, barf bag time, right? Yeah. And so she was saying that, look, Dan, here I'm a you know, totally up to date woman.
Yeah.
I'm into water sports, but I can tell you that I am not into feces. And that is to me a game changer.
What's the cool way of saying what's the cool way of saying feces? Like, if it's water sports, I understood.
Yeah.
You know, it's like surfing and stuff like that.
Like dumping sports?
I don't know. Mud wrestling.
Mud wrestling.
There you go.
There you
go. Code. Mud wrestling. I'm into water sports, but I'm not into mud wrestling.
I'm not into mud wrestling.
And he was like, and what do you think? Am I just waiting for this? Like, we've been together for a long time.
Yeah. Is he going to dump this on me?
Yeah.
And Dan said, look, once a shit lover, always a shit lover.
I gotta tell you something. I totally disagree with that.
You disagree with Dan?
I'm gonna say why. Supposedly they were together for a long time, him and this girl.
2 years.
That's a long time. And she had no indication this was going on.
No.
And it was never on their computer. They never hid anything from each other.
No.
Somehow he changed his password and all this old stuff comes up, which definitely means that.
Well, Dan says you're not supposed to look into anybody else's computer unless
you find
something.
Yeah, if it's not okay unless you find something. Then you're like, it's okay. Then you're justified. But here's the thing. What if, you know, she said, and all the time it took to do this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Yeah. What's wrong with them?
Yeah.
But I have to say, what if this was a stage in the sense of he broke up, he lost his job, and he had a lot of time on his hands, and while for like 2 months straight he was getting unemployment checks, and then, you know, he's like, you know, what am I going to do with my time? I'm gonna make my girlfriend and my ex-wife have poop on their face. And came up with funny comments. And then all of a sudden, after about 2 months, he's like, wakes up one morning going, what the hell am I doing? This is enough. Oh, no, not anymore. I'm done. He hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
And it was a muddy rock bottom.
It was muddy. That's right.
And he goes, I'm done. Maybe he heard a little Kenneth Copeland in the background going, gotta take hold of those thoughts and change those thoughts. He goes, you're right. I have an aunt. I'm having a
But I'm still going to keep those pictures.
But maybe he deleted them. But, you know.
And she found him.
Well, I don't know. He somehow reset his program to 2 years ago.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know how this computer works.
Right.
But, I mean, he might have thought he deleted it, but I would have deleted him, and then I would have taken the computer, and I would have banged it with a hammer and burned it and make sure and then threw it away. But
when he comes home from his business trip, honey, we have to have a talk.
Yeah, what the hell is this about?
See, well, you know what my first thought was? My first thought was the guy's 48. He has an ex-wife.
Yeah.
And an ex-girlfriend.
Right.
And that should be enough. That you know that he's probably not going to change.
Right.
I mean, when these women found out his kinks.
Oh.
You know, that's what I thought.
Yeah. And I thought, and I think maybe people can change. But maybe I'm wrong. I believe people can change.
Dan Savage said he's never known a shittery. He called him a shittery person. Shitteries.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't remember that. They don't change their stripes.
Right. and this is why we listen to him, because I just go, really?
Wait, what?
What? What in the world? But, and see, here's the thing. When, several years ago, when my friend was going through a divorce and she was letting her kinks fly,
mm-hmm.
Now I found out she is dating someone, but is still very, like no kinks at all. Like, she just is off sex completely.
No, really?
Completely. And she's with somebody.
No way, I didn't know this.
Yeah. And she's like, I can't trust him right now, and I don't feel like being intimate with him. And I'm like, what the hell? You were
she went strangers. From like yeah, and I, like swipe left, swipe right.
Yeah, but when she first started this, I didn't want to be judgy, so I dove into this culture immediately, and which is easily doable when there's an internet, the internet, and I listened to podcasts. I had time, while I was helping Dad, and I listened to it. And, you know, after about a week or two of listening to like 4 hours a day,
that's an education.
You get free. Two things happen. Your brain starts going, oh yeah, and I started feeling like, oh yeah, it's all okay, yeah, whatever. And so I know that your brain can change.
Yeah.
And then something did happen to me.
Yeah.
And I felt a little uncomfortable and going, this isn't me anymore. This is not me.
Yeah.
And then I had to listen to my Tim Ferriss.
I remember you during that stage. It was horrible.
Yeah. Just, whatever. I try to keep that away from you. No, I just told you about. I'm like, Mom, you're not going to believe this crap. What's going on in the world? I go, this world is crazy that we live in. I go, but I guess it's okay. I go, I don't know.
I just don't understand where people, like, in this world, you got to put food on the table. You got to take care of yourself, get to your kids. You make sure clothes are clean. And where do you find the time for these kinks at?
Well, I think that's why I think things are stages. Like, at some point, you probably do have time.
Mm-hmm.
And then you explore them, and then something happens, and you're like, well, and it stops.
Yeah.
And like, and that's why I don't want to give a ton of attention. Like this guy who's into, you know, poop memes, you know, do I see him at 60 doing this? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
That'd be weird.
That would be ugly.
Right. But never.
It's almost like if you're cute and young, maybe you can get away with it.
For a short time.
Yeah.
But then you're going to go, dude, really? You got nothing better to do with your time than this?
Yeah.
You got nothing better?
And by the way, what is a meme?
I really haven't figured it out yet. It's just a picture with some words on that gets passed along the internet. It's a picture with words.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like years and years ago when the word paradigm came out, like, oh, it's a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
What does that really mean?
I don't know. Yeah.
And then finally everybody started using it and they go, oh, it's a paradigm shift. Whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's like meme. Oh, look at this meme.
Oh,
what is this meme?
Yeah.
Like I saw
a green frog.
I saw
meme.
A girl in a dress that was yellow and it had kind of feathery.
Yeah.
And then it was, oh, this is a canary meme. You know, or a bird nest meme, you know. Yeah. And unless I don't really get it.
I think just, you get it, and you're, and then if
but
you,
it's like, why is it such a big deal?
That's exactly right. Yeah. Why is this a big deal? Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, you get it, but you don't get it.
Yeah. I get it, but I don't get why I'm supposed to get that.
Yeah. Like, what's the big deal?
What's
here?
The big deal?
Yeah.
That's true.
So, but you know, when I told you about the Bible or whatever, I remember I had said to you, and you know,
so why did you air quote the Bible?
I don't know. Did bunny
did you rabbit ears?
I mean, to surround it in love, like. But no, I mean, it does talk about like, where's your faith come? Faith mm-hmm. comes from hearing the word. Mm-hmm. How do you get that? By reading the Bible.
That's right.
Like, how do you get to learn a subject matter? You know,
you've got to
you read about it, read you it. Hear about it, yeah. And all of a sudden you go, oh yeah.
But that's why I love this idea. Like, there should be a world of ideas out there.
Yeah,
that's why I don't understand like places like Berkeley that are not allowing free speech anymore.
Well, they're allowing.
Or they call it hate speech. Well, or something.
Right? Why is this hate speech?
Right?
Why is anybody? Because. I mean, I really do believe. And what happened to the debates? What happened to people being mm-hmm. debating each other mm-hmm. legitimately and saying, well, why do you believe this?
Yeah.
Because I want to see where your thinking process lies to come up with this conclusion.
Well, when I did hear Ben Shapiro speak a little bit there, they had little vignettes of it. He did call people stupid and dumb.
And he didn't say that on Joe Rogan's show. No. He came across very
lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And then on stage, and I'm like, oh, now you come in, like, you want to inflame people and get people up in arms. I'm like, oh, whatever. Yeah. Oh, no, I was doing
that.
Gotta
finish it.
Oh, no.
Finish it.
Oh, I'm done. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But so I get it now. I wasn't as attracted to him.
And yeah.
Seeing him on the stage at Berkeley.
I agree.
As I was in the conversation with
him. I would have. But hearing his ideas with Joe Rogan.
Right.
And they were, you know, he was a reasonable person.
Right.
And then seeing those same ideas and how I presented him at Berkeley.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Now I get the whole more picture.
I get a bigger picture of you.
Yeah. And so you go, okay, I understand it now.
Yeah.
But I, like you said, we do see people as whole people.
Right.
Not just like, oh, this is who you are here, and that is your whole being.
Yeah, this is your kink meme right here.
And that's why another reason why I think Dan is wrong on this one scenario situation as well. Mm-hmm. You know, when he talks about people not talking to their families anymore. You know.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
He goes, you know, you're an adult. You don't have to talk to your mom or your dad anymore. You
right.
Or just maybe on Christmas.
Right.
You don't have a vacation with them. I mean, right. Or your family. And I'm like, dude, you know what? I understand that that's where you come from. But the truth is, with family, you have a long history. Mm-hmm. And there are years where it's great and years where it's not so great. And then it gets great again. Mm-hmm. And you're like, why would I throw away that when it just takes a little bit of nurturing?
You're so sweet. Because in the 80s, it was very common for therapists to recommend that, you know.
Cut this out of your life.
Cut this cord.
This is negative to you. Cut it out of your life.
Yeah. But there was a lot of toxic stuff happening, really. But.
And not really good ways of dealing with it yet.
No, not if there wasn't a good way of dealing with it, then you had to sever, which I still agree with sometimes, you know. But I agree with you mostly to try, and you don't have to, like, be in an abusive situation.
No.
Never. But just to have a little bit of a line of communication open.
Right. Well, and I do know that.
Because a lot of these kids' parents, I think he talks about this in terms of, like, coming out to your parents.
Yeah.
And then some parents, like, disavowing you.
Right.
Get out. And, you know.
Which I just have a hard time believing still. Which is so weird. That's where I come from.
Yeah.
Like, really, nowadays still, I think they'd probably be grateful that you don't want to be transgendered. You know, like, oh, thank God. Just gay? Oh, no problem. We can handle that.
Thank God.
Thank God. I didn't know what was going on. We didn't know what was, you know. I mean, I can handle this. I just
can't handle balls under your ball gown.
Yeah, I just couldn't handle that. Not saying we wouldn't have handled it. Yes. I'm just saying.
I just didn't want to right now.
I would have gotten used to the idea. I would have been okay.
And it's so funny because you hear old gay people.
Yeah.
They go, we fought so hard. And now they're just like, oh, you're gay? What?
Yeah. No big deal.
Get out of my way.
Well, because we've had people who are gay in our family, it does feel weird to have new categories opening up all the time.
Right.
in lumping it all together.
Right.
Because it does feel, it just feels different. Like, yeah. It just feels, well, yeah. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Like, LGBT, and then all of a sudden it's LGBT more
XYZ
and more.
XYZ or
yeah.
something.
Yeah, and you're just like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It does feel like...
Like on your side of the like, on your side of the family, you yeah. know? We had this one guy, and I think he was a darling gay guy. I really loved him, and but he was really... sort of propelled to go out to Northwest,
yeah,
into that Portland, Seattle, right. all that areas, and so he's been there for a couple of years, and now he's transitioning,
right?
But I thought he would have had a perfectly wonderful life as a gay man.
Like I never thought. I was shocked when I found out he was transitioning.
Yeah,
I'm like, I thought of him as a gay man.
Yeah.
And I thought he would be, he's a great gay man.
Great.
I like, oh my God, he could find a great guy. Yeah. He was just great,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
And so I've had to wrap my brain around that too, because also I know he struggled with depression yeah. and he did drug use.
Right.
And so then all of a sudden you have all these other layers upon that.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, what if like 5 years from now though,
yeah.
this is not who you really are?
Yeah.
And so in some ways, when I knew about transgender people years ago, I mean, this has been around for years, I felt secure in it, because I'm like, yeah, it was some kind of, something went wrong mm-hmm. in the developmental stage, mm-hmm. and maybe something chemically went wrong, and you want to fix it. Mm-hmm. I get that. Mm-hmm. But nowadays, it feels something different.
Right.
And so,
yeah,
I don't get it as much.
Right.
I had it. Years I had yeah. it and it felt like, yeah, no big deal. It was no big deal.
Right. It's like
now it just feels weird to me.
Different, like
something completely different,
like
that I'm not aware of.
Therapy, you know, I really needed help right. how to handle my crazy mix of family,
right?
But to tell me get away,
right,
and don't have anything to do with them is like a different scenario. Just like if I'm having trouble, you know, being gay,
right?
Don't send me to a place where they're going to immediately say, oh, you need to transition.
Right. Do you think you'd be better off? Because I also knew he was struggling with his
religion.
Yeah. Because I also knew he was struggling with his religion.
Right.
And I wish I would have talked to him, because at one point he said something to me, but it was at a wedding. And I'm like, I can't say anything about it. And I would have said to him, hey, if you're struggling, if I go, I don't believe this. Mm-hmm. I believe God created you just the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no problem with this.
And I actually told him that he could come to me pro
yeah.
bono
yeah.
anytime.
You know, but here's the thing too. If you go, if you're having this problem in your life and you go to Dan Savage, he will give you an answer this way.
Based on his, right.
His, you know, and if you go, and you go to the same person and you go to a couple set therapy, a counselor, they'll deal with it this way.
Right.
And if, you know, and same thing as a medical doctor. If
right.
if you got a problem and your back hurts, you go to physical therapy, they're going to handle it this way.
Right.
If you go to a surgeon, they're going to cut it open.
Absolutely.
You know, if you go to a pain management clinic, they're going to give you drugs. You know, and if you go to hypnotherapists are going to try and hypnotize you and put
right.
it in a different place.
Right.
So there are really a huge amount of ways of dealing with the same problem.
Right.
And you hope that you pick the one that's best in your line.
Right.
And our show is over.
What?
I know.
Wait, what?
Well, thank you for listening to us, because it was just basically I get off my chest kind of show.
Ooh.
I need to get a lot of shit off my chest.
Right. That's right.
I wish my boobs would be smaller by now, but
they should be.
They should be.
All the stuff you get off your chest. Are they still numb, honey?
Well, not this moment. Uh-huh. But, you know, yesterday I had a couple moments, but mm-hmm. that's getting better and better every day.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. How's the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great.